verses 15 through 17. Page 1823 in the Pew Bibles, 1823. Ephesians 5, verses 15 through 18. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. The Lord bless his reading of his word to our hearing today. You may be seated. Let us go to the Lord once again. Father, thank you for these words of truth for us at the close of this year, the dawn of another year. Open our hearts, Lord, to receive the truth you have for us this Lord's Day. Open the boys and girls' hearts, Lord, to hear your truth that's taught to them as well. We are dependent upon you, and know that as we give our attention to your word today, you will teach us to trust you and to know that you are Lord of our past, Lord of our present, and Lord of our future. Jesus Christ, you are the same yesterday, today, in 2018, and throughout this coming year of 2019. You are the same. And our trust and our faith is in you alone. And in your name we pray. Amen. Time is precious. In about 37 hours or so, AD 2018 will be over. Should God ordain, the clock will strike midnight, and AD 2019 will begin. I don't know about you, but it seems that the older we get, the more quickly time passes. When we were kids, it seemed like it took just forever for Christmas to ever get here again, and now it's like boom, 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 and it's year after year, and the time spins away from us. In the store this week, we kept listening to the tunes that were playing, and they were all the tunes from the 70s. It's like, oh my goodness, who can believe that the 70s and those tunes are over 40 years old? It seems like it was just yesterday. You know, we were hearing those tunes as high schoolers and listening to those things. But time has passed. How are we using the time that we've been given? At the end of the year, it's time to evaluate the wise use of our time, our use of this past year, and our plans for the coming year that lies before us. How do we approach the use of the year to come, the months, the weeks, the days, the hours, the moments that God gives to us? Reflecting back, what's been accomplished for Christ and for his kingdom in 2018 in our own personal lives and our families and here in our local church that we're a part of? How effective have we been? And how can we be more effective in this coming year? It's a good time to be reminded of Paul's exhortation here in Ephesians. And if you remember back to the old King James Version, it says in those verses, Ephesians 5, 15, and 16, walk circumspectly, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. And we want to look at these verses this morning, and I'm utilizing truths brought out by Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones, a great preacher from England of the previous century, and some thoughts on these verses from Jonathan Edwards, a great preacher back in the 1700s, things that they saw clearly and that resonate with us again as we look to God's unchanging word for guidance in using our time that is so precious. And I confess to you this morning that this is an area that I struggle with and I need your prayers with, that I would be repentant in not using my time wisely as I should. We all need to help one another. Paul says walk circumspectly, or look carefully, or be careful how you walk. That is, how you live your life. You'll notice that verse 15 begins with therefore, which connects us back to verse 14. And if you look at Ephesians 5, verse 14, you read, for this reason it says, awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Therefore, be careful how you live your life. As a Christian, as one whom the light of Christ has shone upon, where God and His grace has opened up our hearts and taken the blindness from our eyes, He's shone into our hearts and said, let there be light, the light of Christ, and we've received the gift of saving faith. Be careful then how you live. Paul's dealing with the subject of light. He's instructing the church on what we are to be and how we are to live as children of light. We need to pay attention to how we're living our lives in the midst of the evil days and times that we are in. What is your conduct? What's your behavior? What's your attitude as you live life from day to day? What's it like in your life as you prepare to enter 2019? Let's evaluate how it has been in this past year, what progress has been made, and ask ourselves the question, am I more like Jesus at the end of this year than I was at the beginning of the year? Has there been an increase in holiness in my life as I look and reflect back over this year? Am I more set apart from sin and from the things of this world and given to God and leading a life of purity and honor to Him? If you turn over just a page or so in your Bibles to Philippians chapter 1, Philippians chapter 1, the very next book in your New Testament, the Apostle Paul there writes to the Philippians, he says, verse 27, only conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or remain absent, I will hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. May that be the case in our lives, that we stand firm, that we are conducting ourselves, we're living our lives, we're walking circumspectly, being careful how we live, to live a life worthy of the calling of Jesus Christ upon us. Are we? Are we acting as light in this world? Is your conduct like Jesus? Are you following His steps? Do you function like He functioned when He was here in this world? Well, how do we do this? Paul says in Ephesians 5, we are to walk not as unwise men, but as wise. If you are a Christian, you are wise. If not, if you're not a Christian, you're not a child of God, ultimately you're a fool. But if you have received saving faith and God has graciously rescued you, and brought you into His family and reconciled you to God and given you peace with God, you have wisdom and you are to live as wise men and women. You see, the fool, on the other hand, has said in his heart there is no God. The non-Christian is the one who lacks wisdom, who lacks understanding, whose understanding is yet darkened. The non-Christian is yet alienated from the life of God. There is no fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom in his heart and life. But notice verse 14, awake, rise from the dead. Christ shall shine upon you. You cannot be a Christian unless Christ has shone upon you. And if he has, you know the light of Christ. And when Christ shines upon you, you have knowledge and understanding and the ability to make application of this knowledge in living life as children of the light that has shone upon you. So live not as unwise. Don't be a fool. fight against foolishness, and you have the power and strength to do that as a Christian. It is an ongoing battle, yes. But fight against that. Fight against living as a fool, like the unbelievers, and live for Christ. Well, you see, a foolish person, how does he live? A foolish person is governed by his feelings. He's governed by his feelings instead of by reason. He's governed by his desires, by impulses, instincts, and zeal instead of sound reasoning. He lives in the moment and does whatever he feels like doing. If it feels good at the moment, then he does it. A fool does not think ahead. He doesn't think about the consequences. He doesn't think about the effects of what he does. He just acts according to whatever he is feeling, whatever his emotions, whatever his desires may be, whatever the sinful desires of his flesh tell him. He just does that. Walk circumspectly. Be careful. Live as wise people, with the wisdom of Christ that you've been given, if you've been given that. Don't be foolish. Don't be impatient. Don't be lacking in self-control. Don't be lacking in balance. Be not unwise. Walk as wise men in this coming year. The wise man, the wise woman, always thinks ahead. He doesn't act on impulse and feelings and desires. He thoroughly examines each situation he faces. He listens to the evidence on both sides of a case. He's always a good listener. He doesn't rush into things. He examines everything in light of the eternal principles of this book, the Word of God. He evaluates how he lives in light of what is certain, and he keeps himself out of the picture. You see, ultimately, he looks to what is the will of God. Verse 15, verse 16, walk circumspectly, redeeming the time. The days are evil. So then do not be foolish, but understand what the will of God is. As we face another year, understand what the will of God is. What is God's will in regard to my marriage? What is God's will in regards to my family? What is God's will in regards to my relationships with others? What is God's will with regards to my friends, to my work, to my business, to my schooling? Everything is in light of God's word, in light of eternity. Do not let your mood, your feelings, your desires, your emotions determine what you do. Take hold of those feelings. Take hold of those emotions and hold on to them and bring them into subjection to the truth, the certainty of what God has declared and what God has taught us in his word. Live as wise. Be governed, be controlled by the truth of God in Christ Jesus our Lord, who is the truth. Seek wisdom, seek understanding. Many have not done so during this past year. Many have gone on their feelings. They've been led astray from the Lord and from the truth of his word because they've gone according to the desires of their sinful flesh, and they've given in and they've caved into the foolishness of living like a worldling, someone in this world that doesn't even know Christ. Repent of that. Come away from that. Don't be led astray by a relationship with the opposite sex, by a friendship, by a business deal, by situations in your school or your workplace. May it not be so in this coming year. We live in evil days. We're living in evil times, and we must find ourselves living in a wise manner. How about you this morning? This coming year, will you live as wise or as unwise? Will you be governed by impulse and desires or by the truth of Jesus Christ. In every action, in every thought, in all that you are, in all that you do, it always must be in relationship with the eternal principles and truths of God, the message once and for all delivered to the saints. You see, if we're a Christian people this morning, we have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ as we abide in Jesus, filled with the Holy Spirit of wisdom, having our minds renewed daily by His Word, meditating on it day and night. With the mind of Christ, we can walk circumspectly, not as unwise, but as wise. We do not have to behave as fools in the coming year. If we're Christian, then we know Christ, in whom dwells the wisdom of God. And the wise man builds his house where? On the rock. The foolish man on the sand. Be not unwise. Don't build on the sand, the sands of man's foolish and fickle feelings and emotions and sinful desires of the flesh. Build your life on the rock of the words of Jesus Christ, your Savior and Lord, in this coming year. Think about the wise and the foolish virgins. We've been talking the last weeks here in Advent about the coming of the Lord, the coming day of God, the coming judgment of the Lord that's coming. Be like those wise virgins whose lamps were trimmed and ready for the bridegroom, not those foolish virgins who were unprepared. As a church, we continue to preach Christ crucified. Why? Because Christ is the wisdom of God and the power of God. As believers, we are in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom. Christ in us, the hope of glory, the very wisdom and power of God resides and dwells in our very lives. Got any problems this morning? Got any struggles? Got any issues that you're facing as this year comes to a close? Things that you don't know how to handle in the coming year? Jesus is the answer, isn't He? Jesus is the answer. He has the wisdom that we need. Go to Him. Go to Him and you will find all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Go to the Word of God in this coming year. As believers, we are called upon to give a reason for the hope that is in us. If we are light in this world, we must show the light of Christ. As Christians, our eyes have been opened. We once were blind, but now we can see. We have a new mind. We've been transformed by the power of God's Spirit who regenerated us and lives in us. Know ye not that ye are your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who helps us to be wise. Because of the Holy Spirit, we have self-control. That's the fruit of the Spirit. And we can control our feelings, our emotions, our impulses, our urges, and our desires. We don't have to be foolish and give in to them. We can say no because of God's grace. We can say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and live self-controlled, upright lives in this evil time in which we live. You'll remember young Timothy. He was a young pastor, and he tended to listen too much to his feelings and to his moods instead of applying wisdom. But the Apostle Paul, in writing to him, said, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. A spirit of discipline, a spirit of wisdom. That's what we have in Christ. A spirit of power, soundness of mind, wisdom, discipline, to keep these things in check so that we can live carefully, accurately. We can look before we leap. We can walk strictly according to a rule. We can know and understand our walk, our life, affects others, and we're in relationship to other people, that no man lives unto himself, and we must consider all these things as we live for Christ, as wise. Most people just think about themselves, and they simply do whatever they want to do. The Christian, on the other hand, knows that other people are involved, and the Christian walks in wisdom. We need to get up every day and remind ourselves, I'm a Christian. And I have a responsibility before my Lord to live for Him today. I need to look carefully as I live my life. I need to remember and realize the condition of others around me, that there are so many around me that are without hope, that are without wisdom, that are without light, and I must live as a child of light. I must let my light so shine before men that they may see my good deeds and glorify my Father in heaven. They could be drawn to the light through you, through my life, as we shine forth in this dark world in which we live. The light shining from our lives could awaken them out of darkness and death and bring them to the light of Christ. So look carefully then how you walk. Look around. See the pitfalls. Take note. If I step here, I'm going to sink. If I step over here, I'm going to be in trouble. No. Stay living wise. Say no to those feelings that would lead you astray. Watch out for the temptations. Watch out for the snares. Assess your situation. Assess the effect that your actions and your words will have on others. Remember, we don't want to cause our brothers or sisters in Christ to stumble either. And so we think of others. We have the attitude of Christ, and we look out for their interests. We look carefully then how we walk. Be careful, brethren. The days are evil. This world is evil. This world is in the control of powers and forces that are hostile to God. Governed by the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that works in the children of disobedience. That's this world's condition. And the battle wages on, and we live here, and we must walk circumspectly, proving ourselves to be blameless and innocent children of God, above reproach in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation among whom we appear as lights in the world. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. We're here, and we must realize that time is precious, and we have yet an opportunity before us to be light in these evil days, redeeming the time, making the best use of it, buying up the opportunities before us as another year dawns. Redeeming the time, it's the whole idea of looking for a bargain. How many of you like a bargain? A couple of you. You're always looking for a bargain. We're always looking for a bargain, right? We want to be ready. Oh, there it is. I can grab that up before it's gone. That's the idea here with being careful how you live. Look for the opportunities and grab them up before it's too late. Grab those opportunities. Watch for them as the new year begins. Be ready for them. Turn over to 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 3. There Peter points out the fact that we have wasted enough time already. Every one of us have. 1 Peter 4:3, Peter writes, "For the time already past is sufficient for you to have carried out the desire of the Gentiles, having pursued a course of sensuality, lusts, drunkenness, carousing, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries." Enough of what happened in the past. We've wasted enough time. It's time now to redeem the time, to buy up the opportunities before us, to be done with the rubbish of this world, to be done with all of that, but to be alive, to be alert, to take every opportunity, to hold on to every minute. Don't let any more time slip by. Redeem the time. Take hold of it. Most important, to realize that today there is yet time and opportunity to escape everlasting destruction and misery. For you this morning, if you're here and you have not yet escaped the wrath to come, if the wrath of God yet abides on you because of your sin, Jesus hasn't saved you, today's the day of salvation. Don't waste another minute. Come to him now. Be done with the sensuality and the lust of the flesh and all of your sinful rebellion against God, and turn to Christ and give yourself to him. And for those of us that are saved, to realize it's yet time, now is the best time ever to take that message of the gospel to our friends that are still in that state. Time is precious. Use today. Come to Christ. Use today. Tell others to come to Christ. Remember, eternity depends on what happens in time. And our time is short. Job chapter 16 and verse 22 says, "For when a few years are past, I shall go the way of no return." Even if God would give you 103 years, as he did our brother John Reeder, 103 years here is but nothing in comparison to forever, eternity. You shall go the way of no return. You cannot return from death. Time will be over for every one of us soon. Job chapter 9, 25 to 26. "Now my days are swifter than a runner. They flee away. They slip by like an eagle that swoops on its prey, and it's gone." What does James say? Our life is but a vapor. It appears for a while, a little while, and then it vanishes. It's gone. In time, you must prepare for eternity. You don't have forever to prepare. You have no guarantee that time will continue. It's short, but not a one of us knows how short it is. We don't know if we have a year, if we have several years, if we have a month or a week or a day. Today could be our last. So walk as wise, knowing that today could be your last day. Prize the time that you have. Don't lose out. Time is precious, because when it is past, you can't get it back. There are a lot of things that we may lose and then we get them back. We lose money. We don't like to lose money, but maybe lose money on an investment or whatever happens, but we have time, we can regain money that we've lost. We could lose our home, we can rebuild it. Cody and Hannah had their truck stolen. Fortunately, they got it back. Right? But once time is gone, you can't get it back. It's gone forever. I've lived for 56 years now, and those years are gone. All that I can do now is to improve on what remains. Once my life, once your life is over, we cannot recover any time that is lost. There is no more time to prepare for eternity when death comes. You can even go bankrupt, and if time remains in your life, you can recover from that and have an estate to pass on. But when you die, there is no more opportunity again. What have we done with the days given to us? What did we do with 2018? Did we make the most of the year that is nearly past? It's very humbling to realize that we must give an account to God for how we have used the talent of time that he has given us. We have just so much time that he has ordained for us. The old hymn says, the sands of time are sinking. Remember the old hourglass? And the sand runs down. And the kernels, the seeds of the sand run through that hourglass. And eventually the last sand falls. And time is over. Time is up. For some of us, for some of you seated here this morning, the sands of time are sinking and there is not much sand left for all of us to one degree or another. Redeem the time. We must give an account to God for how we have used what he's given to us with our time. It's precious. What have we done with the days of our youth? What have we done with the seasons of life since, as young married couples or singles growing older? What have we done with our older years, the empty nest years and on into the twilight years? What have we done with the seasons of life? What have we done with our time of leisure? What have we done with our holy times? Lord has put it in his plan from creation, one day in seven, as a time set aside for rest. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. What have we done with our holy times, our Sundays, from week to week? How have we used them? Tragically, a number of us would have to confess we do not make the most of the time we are given. We're all concerned about wasting money. We, you know, as dads, we go around the house turning lights off and saying, come on, you guys, it costs money every time these lights keep burning. Turn the lights off and, you know, all that kind of, don't be turning the furnace up to 75 degrees. We can't afford this. We don't want to waste our money. Yet how easily it is for us to waste our time. You can't buy it back even with money. So we're reproved, we are corrected, we are admonished in the words of Scripture. If we are idle, an idle soul shall suffer hunger, drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. If you look back in Proverbs chapter 14, you see much about the use of our time and our resources. Proverbs 14 verse 23, in all labor there is profit, but mere talk leads only to poverty. In 18:9 of Proverbs, he who is slack in his work is brother to him who destroys. In the book of Ephesians, where we are this morning, and one chapter back, Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 28, Paul admonishes us as the church, that he who steals must steal no longer, but rather he must labor, performing with his own hands what is good, so that he will have something to share with one who has need. Idleness, time wasted away, doing frivolous things, staring over another drink, looking to waste our time on our phones or doing other frivolous things in life. Idleness. What was your screen time last week? Now they have those things that come up, at least on my phone. Your screen time was up. Your screen time was down last week. What's your screen time? And what was on that screen time? What's really being accomplished by the way of wise living with the time that we spend on those little handheld devices? Are we redeeming the time? You can, yes, you can. But how much other stuff is going on? The days are evil. Some are idle. Some actually spend their time not just in idleness, but in wickedness. They not only lose time, worse than that, they hurt themselves and others, corrupting their souls and the souls of others, because they spend time backbiting and gossiping or talking against others or quarreling and in contention. others lose time by being caught up in worldly pursuits and they neglect their souls. They use their time being busy constantly, but their entire focus is worldly profit, things that will profit in this life alone. And they have no time for eternity and that which counts forever. Their cares, their labors are for this world only. What shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we clothe ourselves with? Their focus is on laying up treasures here on earth. Their focus is on how to be great in this world, how to live comfortably here, to have good circumstances in this life. And yet, what peace, what contentment do you have from all that you have gained storing up treasures here? Is your soul better as a result of your worldly pursuits? What about your eternal state? Are you prepared for eternity? What profit will everything you have gained in this world be to you when time is no more for you? How has it gone for us this last year? What will we resolve to do with our time in 2019? We must give an account to God for how we use our time. Remember this. Remember this, and it should change. It must change how we use our time. If we consider every morning, I have to give an account to God how I use this day. If we consider every night, I need to give an account to God for how I use this evening. Jesus said in Matthew 7:36, "For every idle word which men speak, they shall give account in the day of judgment." What about every idle moment of time? I have to give an account for that too. We've lost much time already. The opportunity before us is short. There's still work for us to do, and we have less time to get it done. But be careful. Be careful here, brothers and sisters, this morning. Don't allow Satan to bring you to despair over your sin of idleness and wasted days and years. It can be so easy for someone to say, "Oh, I've wasted my life in so many ways. I've wasted my life in riotous living. I've wasted my life in giving in to the lusts of my flesh. What good is it now?" Don't let Satan catch you there. Our Savior is merciful, and He forgives our sins if we confess them. And He gives us grace to go on. It's time to repent and to press on. You see, Satan tries to get us when we're young, and he tries to get us when we're old. When we're young, when we're in our youth, Satan tempts us to say, "Oh, you have plenty of time ahead of you. You don't need to seek Christ now. You don't need to seek salvation now. Live your life however you want. Enjoy the pleasures of the flesh. It doesn't matter. You're just young. You've got all the time in the world." And then later the message of the enemy comes, "You've wasted so much time, there's no use trying to do anything now. You've lost your best years, forget it. You're ruined." Don't give in to such discouragement and such deception. Awake, sleeper. Rouse yourself. Be in earnest about your soul and living in the fear of the Lord at whatever stage of life you're in. 2019 can be a year of victory, serving Christ, redeeming the time. Don't be the fool that the devil wants to condemn you to be. Live as wise, not as unwise. First and foremost, come to Christ today, if you haven't already. Repent and believe the gospel, for today is the day of salvation. Now is the time. Arise from the dead and serve Christ. And if you are a believer, don't continue to allow Satan to lead you to despair. Yes, lament, repent over the wasted time of the past year, confess it, know His forgiveness, and then get busy about your Master's business, forgetting those things which are behind and pressing on toward the goal, to the mark of the high calling of Christ. Look to Him. We need to improve our use of time now. Don't put it off. Don't delay. Don't say, "Tomorrow I'll do it." Say with the psalmist, Psalm 119, verse 60, "I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. I made haste. I delayed not to keep the commandments of my God. Give special attention, brothers and sisters, to the time that is most precious. Holy time, as opposed to common time. We all have our work that we have to do during the week and so forth, but we have time. We have holy time. Time that affects eternity. As we approach 2019, let's improve our use of one day in seven as a day of rest and gladness, our Sabbath day. Let's improve our use of our time of setting aside that one day on Sunday for public worship. Don't waste your Sundays. Yes, get some extra rest as that's needed, but don't waste it in sleep or carelessness or a wandering mind. Don't waste your Sundays in catching up on all the work you didn't get done during the week and just continuing to go, 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 go. Improve your time apart with the Lord. Set aside one day where you are with Him in a very special way and with His people. Spend it in prayer and in the Word. And then set aside some time daily on your common days, those 6 days that you're to labor in. Still, set aside time for private and for family worship, time in the Word personally and with your family, with your spouse, with your kids. Spend time in the Scriptures. Give attention to God. Give attention to the time of youth. Young people, this morning, think about it. This is a precious time in your lives. Don't listen to the lies of Satan. Don't let these days of youth slip by you. God wants to use young people for His glory and for your good. Give of your best to the Master. Give Him first place. Give of the strength of your youth. And serve the Lord with vigor, with all that's within you. Make good use of the times of the strivings of God's Spirit, all of us. When God is near and at work, we need to respond to Him. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. When you sense the very presence of the Lord calling you to Himself, convicting you, working your life, make use of those times. Surrender to Him. Improve also then on the use of your leisure time. Make your leisure time profitable to your soul. Be balanced. There's a place for rest, recreation, to better equip you, to better equip your mind and body for the work God has ordained for you. But use it wisely. As we face this new year, be resolved to improve your use of the time that God has ordained for you. Be careful how you walk. Live life. Walk circumspectly, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of the time you have because the days are evil. Make the most of every opportunity. Soon it will be said concerning each of us, the oath of the angel in Revelation chapter 10, verses 5 and 6. The angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land lifted up his right hand to heaven and swore by Him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and the things in it, and the earth and the things in it, and the sea and the things in it, that there will be delay no longer. There should be time no longer. That's going to happen for each of us. Redeem the time. Use it up. Give yourself wholeheartedly to Christ. Let's pray. Oh, Father, this morning, thank You. For Your mercies. Thank You for being patient with me. Thank You for giving us these moments together this morning. Holy Spirit, thank You for convicting us. Please grant us true repentance wherever it's needed amongst this congregation this morning, Lord. That we would turn in sorrow for our sin of wasting time. That we would improve our use of that time that you've given us this coming year. That we would be resolved to live as wise, not as unwise. That we would begin even today, in advance of the start of the new year, to give ourselves wholeheartedly to be reading your word and taking it in, learning it, memorizing it, meditating on it, praying, setting aside specific time each day for that, that we could have your wisdom, Lord, to live for you and be careful in our walk each day. We need your help. And we pray in dependence upon you for that this morning. Help us as we stand and sing this old song to really mean it from our hearts. That we would say from our hearts, I am resolved. As we make New Year's resolution to be resolved to redeem the time to live for you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's stand.